You're listening to the audio production of Three Missing Days by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
For my cousin, Mike Fordyce. Thanks for all the help with nuclear material. You rock. 1.
I know what you did.
The muffled voice on her phone raised the hair on the back of Gail Briscoe's head, and she swiped the perspiration from her forehead with the back of her hand. Look, I've reported these calls. Don't call me again. She ended the call with a hard finger punch on the screen and stepped onto her front porch. The late May Alabama air wrapped her in a blanket of heat and humidity, and she couldn't wait to wash it off. She should have left the light on before she went for a pre-dawn run. The darkness pressing against her isolated home sent a shudder down her back, and she fumbled her way inside. Welcome light flooded the entry, and she locked the door and the deadbolt with a decisive click that lifted her confidence. She stared at the number on the now silent phone. The drugstore again. Though there weren't many payphones around anymore, the old soda shop and drugstore still boasted a heavy black phone installed back in the 60s. The caller always used it, and so far no one had seen who was making the calls. The payphone was located off an alley behind the store by a dumpster, so it was out of sight. The guy's accusation was getting old. Counting today, this made 7 calls with the same message. Could he possibly know about the investigation? She rejected the thought before it had a chance to grow. It wasn't public knowledge, and it would be over soon. She clenched her hands and chewed on her bottom lip.